Now, the greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Welcome to the greatest story never told podcast, episode number 64.
Welcome to Jonas.
Yes, let's see here. If you would like to be an unofficial sponsor of the Greatest Story Never Told podcast, please do us a simple favor and send us a donation to one of three local Fisher houses in the Pacific Northwest. And then from there, whatever business you got, if you're, you know, putting something on, a birthday party, and you want a couple friends to stop by, or whatever the deal is, man, you can be the sponsor, give a shout out to whoever you want. If you own a business, if you own a construction company, whatever the deal is, $50, $100, that's all we're asking for. And we do get some emails every once in a while, believe it or not, on the Greatest Story Never Told podcast, and here comes one. And it's in reference to the Greatest Story Never Told podcast number 28. Now, I have a photographic memory, so I can remember exactly what that one was about. That one was about the episode where we went to a bar, and they were having a landscape lawn care convention.
Yes, the birth of the FCC.
Right. Now, the drinks were on the house, and we kind of snuck in. I don't remember if we
sneak
put
in.
I'm not sure if we put a name tag on.
We did. We put on name tags.
Yeah, we put on name tags.
It's a recommendation of the bartender. The bartender worked inside, was familiar with us, and said, guys, can't do it tonight because there's a private party. On the other hand, I think Miles said, well, what if we just walk in? Bartender made it clear he did not care. Do what you want. But they had those hello name tags. So we grabbed them. And that way you just fit in. You're less suspicious.
Right. And our whole gimmick was that we were working for a company. And what they did was we have a hybrid grass strain, all right? And the idea being that the grass only grows to an inch and a half to 2 inches high. So after that, you don't need to cut the grass. Now, the problem you see is...
But it's great for golf courses.
Oh, it's great for... Oh, man, you can maintenance-free lawn.
But we can't tell you how because it's proprietary.
And
that's how we deflect it.
The reason is because we put the patent out there, and what happened was like Lawn Boy, the lawn mowing company, and Sears, a Craftsman, came in, and they bought the patent.
Because they want to sell lawnmowers.
Right, John Deere. They don't want to not be able to cut grass.
We're going to put them out of business. And keep in mind, as we're explaining this to people, and we're not trying to hold court, it's just that at a convention, people want to know where you're from, what you do.
Right.
So as we explain this, you realize anytime we brought it, there's a hush around the table because this is a great idea.
And in between this, all right, we've got a napkin, and we are coming up with a concept of Ted versus the FCC. So we're just laughing our asses off because we think that this is absolutely ridiculous. So we're going to come up with this stuff to try to make Ted cuss on the air the following day.
Because this is funny, Ted.
This is great.
We might get Ted fired.
This is a Thursday. How much is that fine? Like, can we do this? I'm just thinking, can we really do this? Because the last thing you want to have to do in radio is hit the dump button because you just hope the damn thing works. You
know? Right.
You do not want a bomb going out over the air. Actually, we heard a bomb the other day, but it was not over the air. We were like, oh, my God.
We thought it was. The thing is, since COVID has hit, there are very few people that show up in this building. All right, on this one particular day, the boss is here. It's kind of a scheduled thing, but he's in the office talking to me and Miles, and we're listening to the radio station. I won't go through all the tech, but what we hear in the office is a clear F-bomb. And so, again, the boss, who's never here, is here this one day, and just the look on his face.
Sheer terror.
And the Miles and I are looking at each other, and we're kind of smiling. The boss is not happy.
No.
But we're kind of smiling about it, and he stalks off the way
because it's not us.
Right. Not us, so we don't care. Yeah, if it's somebody else, that's funny. It's like America's Funniest Home Videos. If it's you, not funny. Someone else, hilarious. It did not make it over the air. It did go into the office.
Yeah.
What a great moment.
Mm-hmm. So we get this email, and it's about that episode.
Okay.
All right. And it says, okay, I'll keep this short and sweet, because my wife got these Pabst seltzers, and they're 8%, and they go down real easy. So we got that going on. Guys, I listen from Northern California.
Where the girls are warm.
Found you guys on syndication from 98 Rock. That's down in Sacramento, California. But my first time that I heard you was when Donovan called in, and that hooked me, and I figured out I knew you guys from the San Jose area. We were also on in San Jose for a while. So the Donovan call is, if I'm not mistaken, that's the guy who did not know you were black.
But he was mad because he'd heard me drop the N-bomb.
But he's also black.
Over there. Yeah, in other words, it's just like, hey, man. And his spirit was right. His heart was absolutely in the right place. But he almost sounded deflated, not upset.
But I like his thing was like, would you go into an NFL locker room and drop the N-bomb?
Yes, and you wouldn't say it to Seahawks. I'm like, sure I would. No, you wouldn't, homie.
Yes, I would. And he's like, look, I say it around my family. And Donovan's just losing his mind. Like, what do you mean you drop the N-bomb around your family?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, absolutely. Anytime we get together, it comes up.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then Donovan, of course, didn't know Steve was black. So that was fun. And then he was like, oh, okay, everything's good.
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
No, yeah, never mind.
Carry on, N-bomb.
Says, but after that, I realized you guys were the same show. I've been listening to everything on the radio.com app. I saw a truck driving past me the other day saying, never mow again, dwarf grass.
What?
You guys need to get paid. Someone has figured out dwarf grass that only grows so high.
Are you kidding me?
It's for high traffic areas. Kind of sounds like you guys made someone think at the convention y'all were at, having a great night. So do we have a thing called dwarf grass?
Currently looking up that. Let's see.
I would actually be happy if someone at that convention's like, ooh, their patents are getting tied up.
They might have made a fortune off of our idea that night. Who knows? It's came up with a different strain or something like that. You know what I mean?
They're calling it dwarf hair grass.
Ooh, all right. And, what's the deal on it?
Let's see. It is a popular and easy-to-use foreground plant that can produce a grass-like lawn of carpet. Okay.
Grass-like?
Oh, so maybe it's not the real deal. By the way.
Okay. I'll keep looking.
Yeah. Guys, so P.S., I had a bender one night and wrote you guys. You replied back, and I go back and read it now and shake my head. But with an iPhone, it shows me who has iPhones. And it kind of looks like, from what I see, that you have one, too. And this email is set up on your iPhone account, thus making it so I can message you personally with a message late at night.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like before I'm too drunk that I point that out because, well, that would be a thing. Thanks for what you guys do. I could go on with how you guys have helped me daily. Being stuck in a room making wiring harnesses for heavy equipment with two super conservative Second Amendment rights guys who think everything is a conspiracy. Thanks.
Everything
so much,
is a conspiracy. Make them feel better and say, you're right.
That from Matthew.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Matthew.
Yeah, that was a nice email. Yeah.
Looks like it actually is official grass when they head out to your house and then kind of roll everything flat,
yeah,
and then roll the grass out. That looks like what we're dealing with here.
But it's not what it just, but it doesn't grow above a certain height.
Correct.
Yeah.
We are geniuses.
Only half the size of others, it says.
Get out of here.
The dwarf variety.
We don't have any scientific ability, but man, oh man.
Creates a lush ground cover of dense, dark green, grass-like clumps.
Could you buy the grass seed on there?
You can buy the actual carpeting, it looks like here.
Again, it's grass-like.
Yeah.
I see.
That.
Dwarf Mondo grass. Shade-loving evergreen ground cover.
Okay.
Interesting. All right.
Who knew?
Yeah, I had no idea.
I wonder how many people at that convention saw this product and think that you and I are like, hey, man, remember those guys we met at the convention? The guys were getting really drunk, looking at the napkin, mm-hmm, and kept laughing?
Yep.
Their product is finally here.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Good for us.
All right. Let's see. On this episode of the Great Story Never Told podcast, if you're getting this now, you know that Tiger Woods was injured in a car crash earlier today. He rolled the vehicle, it was like an SUV, two or three times.
You think he was high? I do.
I don't know. Steve, I know you have rolled a vehicle at least six or seven times. Not during one rollover. Not that you've rolled a vehicle.
It was seven and a half times. I'm quite proud of that number.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so I'm not even sure why you or Ted drive, to be honest with you, because Ted's the one who caused the crash. Ted is also the guy who was driving down the road with his car on fire.
I had no idea.
Ted is also from a lineage of family where his dad had a string on the windshield wiper to
yeah,
use that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, when I got in Ted's car to drive it one night, because I was the least messed up, there was no rear view mirror.
That's right.
There was no side mirror. He was screaming at me not to roll the window down because he couldn't get it back up.
This is
the same car that caught on fire. And then when he parked it and came back out, I mean, it was, and then it was a ticket on it.
Because he parked in front of a fire
hydrant. Which is just the most amazing thing in the world. I mean, yeah, we should not be driving in here. But at one point in time, we had, I believe it was a charity golf tournament.
Yeah, something. I don't even know what the charity was for. I think our boss, who loved to golf, I think he just wanted an all-expenses-paid golf outing, roped us into it because he's doing business with you know, potential clients, and it's always good to have the talent there. I think that's at the heart of it. I don't even know that there was a charity involved, man.
Yeah. So somehow, I really don't know how this happened, but there's a number of people there, and it's one of those deals where they've got
kegs on every hole. They probably have some entertainment from some of the local establishments the holes. They've got, you know, liquor sponsorships and all that stuff. Every hole's got a little something different to it. And then they have the local celebrities that stop by. And there was a young lady, and she had just appeared in Playboy magazine. I want to say that she went on to either be Playmate of the Year.
She's Playboy Playmate of the Month in May 2002. I don't know if she ever made it to Playmate of the Year, but it's Christy Shake. That's right. I pulled her up.
Yeah. Good. Beautiful woman, right? I have no idea how we started talking to this girl. I don't remember.
Because we're cool, man, and we were drinking.
I mean, we were just getting hammered, and so apparently, you know, somebody said something to her. But we all started just kind of hanging out, which was cool because she was down to throw down, so to speak. You know, she was ready to...
More than you know and more than Ted understood. But that's
that's a story for you. That's a story we can't even tell you on this podcast.
No, no. Yeah. Like, Ted, no, you don't.
No.
You misunderstood her question.
We could throw us under the bus. We can't throw you under the bus.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. Anyway, so... Next thing I know, Steve and Ted and this girl, Christy Shake, are in a golf cart.
That is correct.
All right. I think that Steve is driving again.
I am.
Which is a terrible idea. Now, I've seen a golf cart roll over twice, and I've been playing since I've been 7 years old. Three times with this one included. All right. So three times. Once was really bad in Coeur d'Alene at Black Raven Golf Course. This dude went over top of a bridge with an older guy in it. He wasn't paying attention on his phone. And both those guys got life flighted off the hospital. They landed a helicopter on the fairway and took these old guys out. When you looked at the cart and you saw how far it went down this ravine, it was like 30 feet straight down. It was the damnedest thing I've ever seen in my life. As a matter of fact, when I was playing at Pebble Beach for my 50th birthday, they don't use carts there anymore because somebody drove off a cliff. Two Japanese businessmen.
Jesus.
They were in deep, heavy fog. They were flying down the runway on this par 4, which is after a famed par 5 on a peninsula, and they went off the right-hand edge. And so the way the caddy described it was details. We didn't get a lot of details.
Right.
All we knew was they took every golf cart and they got the hell out of here, unless like you're especially exempt, like Clint Eastwood, who's going to go and
how big is this cliff? How high up?
If you saw what they fell off of, it is scary. I'll see if I can pull it up.
I don't know why I'm smiling about it. I mean, technically that's not funny, but god damn.
Oh man, it's the only way that I can describe it to you. Here you go, right here. So they drove. See, here's the hole. So they took off through the thick, okay?
Yeah, they're dead.
And they were going this way instead of going this way. And so the hole, dog legs around here, they drove that thing straight off that cliff.
Oh, man.
All right, so that's the second one I know of. The third one I know of is my buddy Pat Fenton, and this is when they were three wheels, and he comes flying down, and I'm in the side of it with him, and he's shaking the wheel back and forth. We hit a bump. I pop out of the golf cart. I literally flew straight up into the air like 6 feet and went behind and over top of the bags that were behind us and landed on my back. He rolled that thing like 4 or 5 times. But you guys, with a Playboy centerfold in the golf cart, rolls this thing over. Now, I want to say... And I'm not making this up, that Christy claimed that her fakies might have saved her life.
She did. Because the way it went over, Ted was in the back, I'm driving it.
I'm not kidding by this statement either.
And I'm going to make this hairpin turn.
Because she bounced off the ground.
But Ted's trying to say, don't do the hairpin turn, you're not going to make it. Me being me, I ignored Ted. Turns out he was correct. So I whip this thing around, and we're laughing. And like I said, I am hammered. But this thing tips over. It looked like... you know, in the credits to the Flintstones, when they put that big rack of ribs on the side and the whole car tips over, it just went over like that. Yeah. But the rack of ribs was Christy Shake, all right? So this thing tips over, and there's like that 1 second where you're kind of reestablishing your reality. And I realize I'm okay. But now she's like on loan from Playboy, right? And she's been hanging with us. I don't want to be the guy.
Oh, no, but the card is laying on top of Ted.
Oh, well, no.
We'll get to that. Because to me, I thought it's on top of her, and she is. She's boobs down, all right? But she's giggling. So I'm like, are you all right? Right? It's all about her. She's like, yeah, I'm great. And so I kind of help her up. And honest to God, her boobs saved her. I'm like, she was very proud of it. And they were massive.
But you got to remember, Steve is checking on Christy.
Yeah.
Christy is just laying face first in the fairway, all right?
She's fine. In the meantime, Ted is yelling at Steve because the cart is still laying on top of him on its side, and he hasn't even gone over to check on him yet. And he's still pinned underneath the golf cart.
I'm not paying attention to Ted. It's all about Christy Shake. All right? I mean, yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. There's this hot blonde with big boobs who's giggling.
Did we not give her a ride home?
She gave us a ride.
Oh, is that what happened? Okay, I can't remember. I remember somehow we were in the car with her. But I'm thinking to myself, this is insane.
But as I'm talking to her, this voice finally goes, "Hey, jackass, couldn't you get the golf cart off of me?" And it's Ted. It's like basically right above his waist. So he's in the worst position to try to get. I'm like, oh, my bad. So lift the cart off of him. He's a little shitty about it, but he's all right. Because in the end, Christy Shake is fine, and we both understood like that. That's the important thing.
And I'm not kidding about this. I only think, and Ted was a guy who golfed his entire life. All right. I think Ted only golfed one more time after that incident, and he has not picked up his club since.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
But we get Christy Shank. She's from Baltimore. All right. And we're living in Baltimore at the time. So she's driving up like to see her mom or something like that. But she's like, hey, I'll give you guys a ride. Like, cool. So once again, Ted loves being Miss Daisy. Always sits in the back. All right. So I'm sitting up front in the passenger seat, and she's cool, dude. You know what I mean? She's just talking. And as we get closer to everyone's drop off point, she's like, hey, do you guys like to party?
Oh, my God.
And Ted immediately pipes up from the back. He's like, I do. And I had to turn around and look at him. And I'm like, Ted, no, you don't. He's like, no, man, I do. I said that.
Party is
code, bro. She's not saying, do you want to continue drinking? This is a different. When people say, do you like to party? Mm-hmm. This is a. And Ted's like, oh, God, no. I don't do that.
By the way, she looks much, much, much better now.
She does. She does, for sure, man.
Oh, my God.
And here comes Mike.
Yeah, I mean, like, this was her kind of like back in the day, but this is her now.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Good for her. I'm glad she's still alive. Nobody tried to kill her like we did.
Well, I saved her. Okay. That's the way I look at it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, God, look
because
at
of us, Christy Shake is still alive.
Because of her boobs.
We saved her life.
I wonder if we can reach out to her and ever get her back on.
I'd love to reach out to her.
Yes.
There you go. The Greatest Story Never Told podcast.
You've been listening to The Greatest Story Never Told with Miles and Thrill on radio.com.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.